Comedian Graham Linehan seeking asylum in U.S. after being arrested over trans tweets. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 8, 2025. Irish comedy writer Graham Linehan is seeking asylum in the United States after he was arrested at London's Heathrow Airport over anti-transgender social media posts he made. Linehan, who created the IT Crowd and Father Ted, was arrested by 5 armed police officers at the airport as he was returning to the United Kingdom to face trial after being accused of harassing a transgender woman. Linehan's arrest came in response to 3 social media posts he had made while in the U.S., according to the Daily Mail. Irish-born Linehan, 57, who spent 30 years living in the U.K., was returning this week to face trial after being accused of harassing a transgender woman with abusive comments and damaging her phone. The comedy genius IT Crowd, Black Books, and Motherland was flying back from Arizona where he has made a new life for the past 6 months. Per the outlet, Linehan, comedian Rob Schneider and journalist Andrew Doyle formed a production company, and Schneider expressed that their attorney, Aaron Siri, was going to ask the Trump administration to give asylum to Linehan. According to the Daily Mail, it is not clear which visa Linehan could be granted. It is not clear which visa Linehan could be granted, or if the Trump administration would give him a green card, which allows for permanent residency. However, Donald Trump has prioritized resettlement to the U.S. for groups he considers marginalized, including white Afrikaners from South Africa who he claimed were being subjected to genocide back home. Breitbart News's Kurt Zindelka previously reported that in Linehan's Substack he criticized how in a country where pedophiles escape sentencing, where knife crime is out of control, where women are assaulted and harassed every time they gather to speak, the government mobilized 5 armed officers to arrest a comedy writer over tweets he had written. One of Linehan's posts reportedly included one in which he argued that biological men who enter female-only spaces are committing a violent and abusive act.